Log Talk Radio.
Is there secrets? I thought, hey, anything you do, I want some. Well, today I am one of Meaningful Beauty's biggest fans. My fine lines and wrinkles, they look minimized. My pores look smaller. My whole...
Alafia. Greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omienka 7 live coming to you straight from my living room. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast this evening. I hope you're up for it. And we want you to hold up tight and get ready for the show because we have lots to offer you today. And we want you to know that this is the evening that we are starting the second part of our live oral tour reading of poetry. Stay tuned for station identification. And we're going to bring you an episode of poetry reading. And I hope you have your poetry out so you could read this evening, because we have lots and lots of people that are going to be wanting to read their poetry this evening. I know I am. So why don't you get ready for your poetry reading? And for those people out there that are being shy, I want you to come in and bring your poetry and just step right up and read your poetry. Okay? Because this is how you get to get better at reading your poetry. You have to understand that poetry readers have to get experience from doing it. And if you don't do it, you won't get experience. So how are you going to get your experience if you don't start coming into the rooms reading your material? We want to make sure that you understand that this is not an indictment. This is an opportunity for you to read and to go over some of your unique work. If any of you out there have created this work yourself, you definitely want to read it and run it by the Care to Read Room and see how it works out. Now, for those of you who are songwriters, I want you to also come in and frequent your songwriting here in this room as well. We'd love for you to be a part of this. Now, we don't want you to think that we're in here judging you, trying to make a decision about how well you write. No, we're not doing that. We want to just get people participating. And if you participate, that's the most important thing. Participation is what we're looking for. Now, we're having a little technical difficulty right now, but we'll be on in a second, so just bear with us as we bring on the show, and we'll be able to feature you with some music here. And if not, you know how Omi does it. I'll create the music for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know, I don't even mean to sound rude. Whatever you're doing right now, because what I'm going to tell you is so powerful. I want you to hear every word that I'm going to say. You see, I stopped to use the telephone just the other day. And that was this young man in the telephone booth. And he was using the phone next to the one that I was using. And he must have been talking to someone that was very, very special to him. Because this cat was rapping some out-of-sight words. I heard him say, he said, darling, so you know you mean everything to me. He said, in fact, you're my whole world. He said, and if ever I lost you, he said, darling, my whole world would be in a hand. He went on to say that he gets such a wonderful feeling whenever they touch. He also said that I get such wonderful sensations whenever I kiss you and you kiss me. Oh, I know what you're saying. That old Milton just knows it. But really, I wasn't trying to be nosy. But being in the next telephone booth, I just couldn't help from overhearing the conversation. You know, I believe in that old saying. that everybody needs somebody sometime. But on the other hand, what's most important is everybody wants to be told that they're needed and loved every once in a while. What I think is your the words of this song, this is the occasion. And I'd just like for you to listen to me as I sing this song for you. And I believe, deep down in my soul, that you understand exactly what I'm talking about. It's simply this. If I were that son of a I would glow with love, oh darling, everywhere. I'd even be the moon when the sun goes down, so you could see. Oh, darling, I just want you to see that I'm still around. Oh, that's how strong. That's how strong. That's how strong. If I were a fish, that had been cast upon dry land, I would say that, oh, yes, I would say that. If you would let me hold your hand, and even be the wind, a roaring storm, you know what? I'd stop for one moment, just for what they do. If you would just let me walk it off, oh, that's how strong. That's how strong. Oh. If I were a weeping willow, I would cry till I drown in my own tears. You're no use for dog swimming. As long as you wouldn't live. Know what else I do? I even see the rainbow. Yes, I would. After all my tears were gone, you know what? Did I wrap you up in my collar? Oh, Lord, baby. Just to keep you warm, but how strong. Let God strong. I love him. Lord, have mercy. I would shine so far away. You see, I don't want you stumbling around in the darkness. I like your darkness as you travel along your way. And if you say you needed me, listen, baby. Here's what I'll do. I would do it all, anything in the world for you, baby. Oh, Lord, if you would. Just so I could be there. Be there with you. And if you say you need it, put it. Ha-ha. Listen to this. I will work 3 days a week for you, baby. If you told me that 7 days wouldn't do. You see, my love is so strong for you, baby. I love you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me for that little blues session. You know we had to get that in there before we got to get started. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to another day in the Care to Read room. You have your own Mienka, your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you need also and want, and I am your empress here to serve you. This is the first day of our spoken word. Now, we had like a prelude yesterday and invited people to the mic, but we're going to really do something uniquely today because we want to use this time for basically reading and reciting. I'm going to quickly do my libation and get right into the open line session. And callers, if you're out there, please remain on the line, and we'll take you as soon as we can. We must pay homage to the tribute to our mothers and fathers and ancestors. I'd like to pay homage to my father's spirit by pouring the libation, and I say Ashe. I'd like to pour libation for my mother, and I say Ashe. I also like to pour libation for Oladulama Ray Akamare Ashe. I pour libations to the East and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the West and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the North and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the South, and I say, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, the prayer for the family is that each and every one of your households will be awakened with the awareness and the consciousness of new thought and bringing yourself into subjection of the new environment and the new earth that we are to experience. Make sure that you are doing the rituals. Make sure that you are also involving yourself in calling on your ancestors and asking God to put you into his plan. Fathers, my wish that you will put everyone that is here at the sound of my voice into your plan, and may you call them to be an ambassador to be used by you. And may each and every one of the people that are present here today use their vocal cords for the benefit of the kingdom. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are opening up those phone lines now, and we'd like to let you know that the phone lines are now open at 646-478-0270. What we intend to do is I'm going to be reading you some poetry, and as we get those callers to call in, now, If you're brand new at this and you just started writing poetry, we're looking for novice. We're looking for those inexperienced people who are also doing songwriting. And if you've written a song and you'd like to sing that song, it's open air time now for you to call in, and we're welcoming you here. Now, we've been featuring Canton Jones' work for the last 2 days, and we're going to continue featuring his work. In between reading poetry, I will be bringing some of his work. Right now, I'd like to bring to you one of his CDs entitled After the Party. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Looking out, looks to fly. Hair done, nails did, shades in your eyes. Ladies on the floor while the fellas getting high. Has a feel on your behind with your hands in the sky. Drinks in your hand, smokes in your mouth. Forgetting all your worries, so you drowning them out. You hear your conscience, but you drowning him out. Cause you ain't trying to leave till they kicking you out. Out, you pout, cause you ain't getting better. You feel so empty in spite of all the cheddar. Heard about Jesus and how he makes you better. But then you said, nah, I think I'll try it later. Then the guy later, and you're here now. In the club trying to get peace somehow. Wow, you know this life at the desk, but you at the party and you ain't worried about it yet. Oh, where you gonna go? It's gonna take away the misery you're killing yourself. So you pop them pills and you're drilling a hole in the life that you live and you're killing your soul. Not even think about people who love you, the people in your life that really would need you, the younger ones and everybody who sees you. They watch and they do everything that you do. Move when you move, imitate you. A risk you're taking, you don't even realize you're not forsaken. Chill at the pill, you still be taking. But where will you go when your life is taken?
Like that. He's low down with the showdown of showing people how it's supposed to be done. How's your lyrics today? Are you writing any lyrics? Are you producing any poetry? Have you written any songs lately? Bring them out. Come on out to the Care to Read room. We want to invite you here at 646-478-0270. I'll be brief and I'll be short. I won't hold you up like you're in some jury court. I'll get straight to the point. And in no time, I'll have you guys up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail or which one the jury will decide to throw in jail. Yes, I'll hurry, so you don't even have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember that I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who didn't know it, and it's only been my real intention to show it. Before I get ready to bring this to an end, I'm sure you all have places that you long should have been. I hope that I haven't committed a cardinal sin by taking up too much of your time, my friend. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Care to Read Room. If you'd like to recite your poetry, now is the time to do so. Now, we know that there are many different standards of writing poetry. There are sonnets, and there are rhymes, and there's heckas. Which one do you profess to be an expert at? How do you like to write your poetry? Do you record it on a tape recorder and then transcribe it later? Do you meditate on it and wait for the Most High to give it to you in your subliminal dreams? Do you wake up from your dreams and write down your poetry and remember in your subconscious mind that you're being told what to write? How do you do it? Why don't you come on into the Care to Read Room and call us at 646-478-0270 and show us how you do it? Because we're looking for those new poets out there. And Omi did say she had a treat for you at the end of this month. I'm not ready to tell you what it is yet, but for those of you who participate, every one of you, we're going to make sure that you're part of this celebration. And you know how we do it. We always make sure we bring something to a celebration. I've been promoting and advocating for those new writers and those solo writers, and I've been pushing their music. And as you notice, throughout the course of me ministering and preaching, I still try to put the music in there, because that's what it's all about, folks, the music. The music, that's all it's about. We can get on here and invite who we want to, but every now and then you've got to come strong with the music, like Omi's getting ready to do. My question is it your year this year, or is it my year? I'm going to claim it. I don't know about you. It's my year. Stay tuned.
You already know. If you don't know, then you already slow. K-Jo, let me make this announcement. If you're looking for some love, then I think I found it. It was here all along. Jesus is the reason that I'm singing a song. I done had enough and can't take no more. Wag my finger in the air like I was my tumble. Let's go.
It's
keep
it
going.
Yeah, you should know what it is, homie. It's my year. I don't know about you, but What did you come to do? I'm going to read my poetry. Now, let me get back to Meanwhile on the Ranch, Just Give Me Some More, written by Omi Inca 7. When my money gets kind of funny, I don't want things to cost me too much money. When my money is low, I want to be able to go where I don't have to blow it for things that I can simply let go. Just give me some more. Just give me some more. Like having my fingernails manicured and my toenails painted. Why, this is living a good life, ain't it? Now, don't you go taking me for some addict just because I need to have my hair plaited. Periodically, I need to mend it. Sometimes I need to extend it. And there are those times when I need to bund it and weave it. And would you believe it? I might just take a notion just to leave it. To air dry, that is, while I go and tend to my biz. You better get you some or just give me some more. Just give me some more money so that I don't have to blow it for things that I can simply let go. And I ain't no junkie waiting for the next turnkey fix, and you sure won't find me caught up in a mix. I'm certainly not waiting for the next turnkey scam. Where I go, they all recognize who I am. And some folks even occasionally call me ma'am. You see, they're familiar with who I am. They're calling me to basement bargains. Now, I'm not just talking jargon. I'm talking green light special, baby, where my money moves slow, and I'm very careful of it not to blow. It for things that I can simply let go until I can just get some more. Just give me some more. Just give me some more. You see, it's like letting my hair grow. Why, girl, I might even take a notion of wearing an afro. I want my money to be drawn to me like a magnetism, so you can just get up off your isms. No, I ain't prejudiced of no kind. Just stick around and you'll find that I ain't lying. Just stick around and you'll find that I am the one, and I ain't the one to be called blind. Well, I'm never going to stop trying until I get you on your knees crying about getting the Benjamins and the Franklins, too. If I didn't have them in my pocket, well, I don't know what I'd do. I guess I'd shop at the thrift store until I could just get me some more money, that is. Now, why don't you just mind your own biz? Why, even I know that the riches are laid up for the jest. You can move out the way so I can finish being blessed. Even though I have to sometimes shop secondhand, I know really that's not the way that the Creator has planned. See, in my spirit, I am rich. And this is not just some high sales pitch. I'm thrifty and economical. Why, my money, I'll never blow. My currencies, I like to move rather slow. Because to the bank, they all must go. Don't get me confused with some other hack, because watching price tags is my bag, like the one that's carrying those doggone bags. Only difference is that I check price tag. Erica Badu claims that she's carrying too much stuff. She should have realized that someone was going to try to make it tough or even rough just because she wants to carry her stuff. Thrifty and economical she should go, so her money she'll never have to blow. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening to that rhyme of poetry. That is an original one. You will find that in my new book called License to Preach. License to Preach. Why don't you step right up and get your license to preach? And I don't mean if you came in here to teach. I'm looking for those that want their license to preach. Step right up and get your license to preach. I'm not talking about all those who claim that they can preach, but rather the ones who want to teach. They will need a license to preach. Now, you'll go to school to get the golden rule, but you'll find out that you need many more tools. When you realize that the school only teaches from one book, then the other resources you'll want to take a look. Now, one of these books is called The Book of the Dead. That's right. Did you hear what I said? It's The Book of the Dead. I want you to read the Hosea and the Holy Tablets, too. Hold up. I'm not finished talking to you. I'm not talking about those that claim that they can preach, but rather those that came to teach. They will need a license to preach. After you have labored over the word coming forth both day and night, you'll make up your mind to rather than the switch, rather than to fight. For years that we have been reprised from teaching and preaching the word without myths. I wonder what we would have done if there were no myths that exist. I'm not talking about those that claim that they can preach, but rather those that came to teach. They will need a license to preach. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for listening to my lines of poetry. I want to invite you to come into the room now. The call lines are open, and we're inviting you in because we're here to this evening celebrating the spoken word and literacy and understanding that it takes print, written print, and logos and rhema. Now, we're going to say, spell him G-O-D, God. Can you go with me on that now? Here we go.
And I'm in trouble. I know who to call. He'll be there on the double to catch me when I fall. I call him G-O-D, and heaven they know me. Amen, it's K-J-O-Y, can I please speak to Elohim? Anyone answer me, angels will pamper me, and they will let me know they know just how to handle me. Is there one greater than you? And the answer's no, Father. Got the world spinning on your finger like a globetrotter. I call him G-O-D, I call him B-I-G, and you start calling me check up on everything, and I was out of town, so wifey went alone. After the visit, then she called me crying on the phone. The doctor said no heartbeat, oh no devil, you're a lie. You can't have my baby, he will live and he won't die. I told him G-O-D, took care of everything. My baby's perfectly virgin, saying I give him praise. Worship you. Worship you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you want to call him, but I call him Akamare, Oludulamare. And I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise him and lift him up. So you ought to be lifting him up. We're on our way out of here. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us and invite you back to bring your poetry tomorrow. And be ready, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm going to call on you. After the party, you can meet me in the chat room. The chat room will be open. That's the after party. Here we go.
Looking out, let's just fly. Hair done, nails did, shades in your eyes. Ladies on the floor while the fellas getting high. As they feeling your behind with your hands in the sky. Drinks in your hand, smokes in your mouth. Forgetting all your worries, so you drowning them out. You hear your conscience, but you drowning him out. Cause you ain't trying to leave till they kicking you out. Out, you pout, cause you ain't getting better. You feel so empty in spite of all the cheddar. Heard about Jesus and how he makes you better. But then you said, nah, I think I'll try it later. Send the guy later, and you're here now. In the club trying to get peace. Somehow, wow, you know this life at the desk, but you at the party and you ain't worried about it yet. Oh, where you gon' go? It's gonna take away your misery, you're killing yourself. So you pop them pills and you're drilling a hole in the life that you live and you're killing your soul. Let me even think about people who love you, the people in your life that really would need you, the younger ones and everybody who sees you. They watch and they do everything that you do. Move when you move, imitate you. A risk you're taking, you don't even realize you're not forsaken. Chill at the pill, you still be taking. But where will you go when your life is taken?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find in the Care to Read room, in the chat room, that's the after party. See you tomorrow, and I'd like to say, oh, double and baba booey to you all.